Hey Gems, so I am doing a special addition to my podcast, okay? So I just wanted to come and talk to you for a second, and first off, let me let you know, I am actually recording this from my vehicle, okay? So I'm driving, and I said, let's have a conversation, okay? I didn't upload an episode on Thursday, because there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about, and I was like, there's so much to talk about, and I didn't honestly know where to start, so we're going to start. And first of all, this is not serious, okay? You can lighten up. But last week and this week has just been so eye-opening to me on so many different levels, and first off, I want to say I've been with my family, and I was with my father the past week. My dad had to have surgery, and you know, it was a little rough week. You know, it was a little rough week, and you know, anytime your parents go through anything, you know, it's always a little challenging. And I just had to make sure I'm in the best, you know, mindset in regards for them. And everything went well. Everything is good. Thank God. Thank goodness. You know, thank you, Jesus. So he got through it. And I'm grateful for that. Now, the craziest part was his surgery was scheduled the same day as the Janet Jackson concert. Yeah. Which I wasn't sure how things were going to go that day. You know, you plan to just move forward as you can. You know, I had to first see, my first priority is him, and see like, how are they scheduling things? How are they doing things? Because that came after. So like, Ben Long had tickets to see Janet, and then this came after, but that is first priority of everything. So I was like, no fret. If I can't go, I can't go. She has other dates and I can go find her. So that's not, you know, a biggie. But through the grace of God, an announcement came, and they decided that they were going to go ahead and postpone my dad's surgery. So the first thing I have to figure out was, is that okay? You know, and you know, it was good and not so good, because it put us in a predicament of trying to figure out when they were going to reschedule it. And it wasn't our doing as to why it got rescheduled. You know, the facility had to reschedule it because the doctor wasn't able to perform it because he had something else going on. So we didn't know if it was going to be a month out or when, you know, this thing was going to happen, and we didn't want to push it out, you know, too long. So we wanted to make sure this got taken care of when it got, you know, when it needed to get taken care of. So we had to stay on them, and you know, as a family. So we were able to get it done, you know, like a week after. So I'm grateful again for that, you know. Being with my father and my mother and my family, it gave me so much time to, you know, reflect. And yeah, I'm always self-reflecting, but it was just, even in such a challenging time, it was such a good time to reflect on a lot of things. And it gave me time to go back even through my brand and look at things. You know, I shut my page down. I shut all the pages down for the week so I could be, you know, I wanted to make sure my family had my attention and my focus and attention was there. I didn't want anything taking my attention away from where it needed to be at that given time. So that was part of the reason why I shut that down. And it gave me time. time to update some things. So if you're on my page now, you see a lot of updates. And I love it because this is the thing. You can tell the difference in the seasons. I started a lot of movement when I was in the season of grief. And even this podcast, I tell you guys a zillion times, this was created while I was going through grief. So the foundation wasn't there like I would want it to be there. So I'm finding myself having to backpedal and go back and build this foundation on this podcast that wasn't there. And I was going back through some of my posts and looking at some of my captions and stuff like that. And I know when Tanya is operating at her best, okay? And some of it, I was like, okay. Yeah, no. I went back and I took a few posts down. I went back and I revised some posts. I went back and I just needed to make sure that I was telling the story of where I am now today. Which is what I'm going to be helping a lot of you guys with self-discovery. Because you're going to go through different seasons of life, like I always tell you. And I've been through the season of reinvention. I've been through the season of now rediscovery. And, you know, it's amazing and such a blessing. And I've been through other seasons too, which will, like, you know, later discuss as you guys get to know me. But I feel like now is the perfect climate for my story. Because when I'm on the other side now, I'm no longer in the storm. I'm no longer in the grief. I can see things clearly. I see my growth. And that's what amazed me so much this past weekend, like my growth. And, you know, like, a lot of you don't know that side of me, you know, like the fun side of me or different aspects of me. A lot of you only know one side of me. Maybe you only know the grief side of me. You know, I've said this before. So people and my family and friends, you know, they're having to relearn me as well, because I have grown, I have evolved, and you know, I am, things have changed, but not only have some things changed, not a lot, you know, like not drastic changes or anything, like I'm not this whole new person, I'm a more evolved version of myself, but I'm also rediscovering things about myself that now make sense, or things that I have put down for a season and repicking back up, you know, and basically in a nutshell, finishing what the hell I started, you know, and it feels good. And as I'm helping my dad is like, yo, what's good with you? Like, what's going on with you? What you got going on? You know, he's always been that. And like, what can I do to make my dad, like, super duper proud? Like, he's here going through all of this stuff right now. And, you know, not that I don't make him proud. But I'm like, I'm going to surprise him in a way. And so, you know, as I got into looking at my branding and rebranding, and I caught him looking at me a couple of times, looking at me, revising it and tweaking it and working things out. And he knows me. He knows how I get down and how I do things. I could see that look on his face and be like, Okay, girl. All right. I see what you're doing over there. But I went back. And I talk about communication a lot. You know, as a communication specialist myself, you know, that's an area I'm big on, is like helping each other learn how to communicate. Because I think sometimes we miss the ball so much in certain things, whether it's on teams, partnerships, friendships, all these things, because of communicate. We don't understand how each other communicate a lot. And even with me, I had to look at my page and be like, where is my communication off? Am I miscommunicating something not right? Because, you know, Instagram is its own language. So I realized too that I had an old story up, but I was evolving and telling a new story. asked myself, do I want that old story on my page? And the answer was no. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary for me to keep some things up so people can see, you know, like my journey. There is a journey. I can tell you the journey. I can show the journey in different ways and throwbacks and stuff. But the story itself is taking a shift and it's evolving. And I'm a woman who's now in her 40s. And not only that, I am in a different season of life. And I'm telling a different story. I survived those things in the past. And I, with those survivals, I can help someone else. But the story has changed. I want you to know who I am today. Who I am now. You know? And although I've conquered these storms, there is this fun girl. There is this happy girl. And I've always been that way. And a part of me kind of put that part down so that I can weather and conquer some of these storms, you know. And sometimes you really don't have control over it. It's not saying I never was, you know, wasn't happy or going through the storms. But sometimes, some seasons require you to sit down a little longer. Some seasons require you to dig a little deeper. Some seasons require you to reflect a little more. Some seasons just require you to sit still. And that's where I found myself in this last season, because there were so many questions that I had to my own story, and I needed to find the answers. Some of the answers lie within me. Some of the answers I had to go back and backpedal and, you know, figure out where I've been, where I journeyed, didn't journey. I had to figure out some things. Of course, when you lose anyone, you have to figure out what happened there. You know, so I had to figure me out, because it's all a part of me, to understand where I'm going and where I was heading. So I put up a post on my social media page, and you'll see it has that infamous, famous picture of me in my purple shirt, you know, which that's actually part of my brand color. And I use that picture a lot. Because when you see it, you know it's me. You know it's my brand. You know? But I wanted to start there in reopening my page, because I wanted you to get an understanding of where I started. Because now you're about to see where we're going. Like, really going. And I've said this before, but I may have jumped the gun, you know, in the middle of my grieving, because I was ready to get the up out of that season, okay? Grieving does not feel good. It doesn't. Ask anybody going through it. It don't feel good. Okay? It don't. It does not feel good. And I thought coming into 40 itself, I was like, yeah, it's over. Nah. Had a few more things to work out, you know? And so I'm 41 now, and I'm not in that no more, and I'm grateful. And so now I can press go and see where I'm going. And it's fun. Because I'm a girl from around the way. You know, I'm one of those girls who people know from the neighborhood. You know, people know from, whether you know me from school, whether you know me from work, whether you know me from the city. Like, wherever you've met me, you know I am your everyday girl. But I'm far from average, okay? Let me let you know that. I'm your everyday girl, but far from average. And what's so fun to me is because when you open the book, you learn that there's so much to me. I'm an introvert, but I like to tell people all the time that I'm extroverted when it comes to my passions. As you guys are certainly starting to see that. And you'll start to see that as it come out. You know, I think sometimes with introverts, they love to stereotype us, and people like to say, oh, they're quiet. Not all introverts are quiet. I'm not a quiet introvert. I might be reserved, and I've explained it before, but as a reserved introvert, I keep to myself unless I have something like relevant to say. And so when I speak, people kind of like maybe a little thrown off a little bit, because it comes off from a solution base or like an educator, not a know-it-all, because I ain't a know-it-all, but I don't, you know, like the PC people stomp on their toes. So if you, you know, you got an issue and I'm in the building around you, and if I got an answer, I'm gonna help you out, and I'm gonna be like, okay, this is what you can do. And so sometimes people be thrown off by it, and I'm telling you that because it's a part of my personality, and people be like, ugh. So sometimes I have to gauge the room, because this is, again, why I like your tribe. You got to find your tribes and stuff like that. Because if I'm in a room, someone, you know, if I'm in a room with certain individuals, they may perceive me and try to say, she thinks she better than everybody, or she thinks that. No, I don't. I'm actually just trying to help. But that's just how you perceive it, maybe. Maybe because of the information that's given. And a lot of times when we are shown information that is new and we're not used to, we're so quick sometimes to be so judgmental on how we receive it. I've had that. But no, I'm a sweetheart. I have fun. Now, I have my moments, I will tell you, where I can be serious. So that's the thing, too, I think, with me, is gauging when I'm serious and not being serious. Because I like to have fun, but I do have my moments where it's like, okay, fun time over for a second. We got to be serious. When it comes to understanding people, I don't joke around or play with that part. You know, like, when it comes to understanding someone, I'm in serious mode. I'm like, okay, you got me. You got my attention. You got me all ears. Like, I'm trying to really understand some things. And I know some people personalities, they like to use humor to deal with everything. So you just kind of got to gauge me. You got to figure out, yo, do I understand we in humor mode right now, or like we being serious? Because you could be playing and I could be taking you serious. And that's where a clash could happen. You know, like Clash of the Titans or Clash of Heads. Because I'm be like, that wasn't funny. You know, you could be like, well, I was just joking. Just make sure I know we joking. That's all I got to say about it. And it's not like an anal thing or anything like that. But just, you know, you just got to make sure I know that, hey, we joking right now. And that's not just me. That happens with so many people. And I've seen that happen with other people too, where they, you know, like sometimes you're in a room and you say a joke and the person may perceive it as not funny, because that might be something that they're sensitive to, that you're being light with, or, you know, or just trying to be joke, you know, just being a little jokey joker with it. They might not perceive it like that. And I think sometimes in society, we clash a lot with that, because a lot of times we don't know which angle people are coming from. I see it all the time. I honestly just seen it last month, and I had to help a situation out where someone was being extra jokey to someone, and not just one person, it was to a couple of people, but these people had never encountered this person. Here you go. This person came out of nowhere, and you know, there's a lot going on in the world right now, you know? So we see on the news every day, there's shootings, there's killings, there's this, there's that. People just going off at any, you know, anything can be triggering to people. And so he came in a room, I guess, being himself, but at the same time, these people didn't know who this individual was. So he came off on the joke. Ooh, that was loud. Sorry, y'all. But I am driving, but I've come to a stopping point. But he came off as this playful, jokey stuff, but nobody never see it. But his jokey side was like too much, like really too much. Like he was acting like he was your cousin. And like y'all knew each other from way back, and it's like, yo, bro, we don't even know you at all. Okay, like chill with that, chill. And literally everybody in the room was like the same thing, chill with that. Because even me looking at it, I thought he was about to set it off, and I'm like trying to protect the, you know, person beside me, and I'm like, yo, why are you coming at her like that? Like, why are you being like that right now? You know, like, chill with that. You know, like, she's not comfortable. The room is not comfortable. And everybody else is, like, telling him, like, what's wrong with you? We thinking he about to just flip out not knowing this. And so, finally, when I had a moment to speak with him, I told him, I said, you do realize that we don't know you, right? Never met you. So I understand you being yourself because you're explaining it to me now, because we had a side conversation and I was like, you're explaining it to me, but you do understand that none of us knew you. And so no one knew that you were playing. And in society and what's going on to right now, you came into a open place causing ruckus and chaos that would have made people think you are about to do something. And first thing, someone else came out, right? Because they thought he was about to do something. And he was like, I never thought about it like that. I'm so sorry. And I was like, he was like, is that why that person came out around the corner? I said, yes, because they were coming to make sure everything was okay and probably have to remove you if they could. And he was like, very apologetic, and went to go back and apologize to, you know, like the young lady. But even with him trying to apologize to her, he was so aggressive. And I was like, he was calling her over here. He's like, yeah, come over here. And I was like, no. Hold on. There's a way to do that, sir. That's not the way. Because she didn't want to come over because she didn't know what he was doing. And I said, hold on. I'll introduce you to her so you can go ahead and apologize to her in just a second. And then he apologized to everybody else, and including myself. And he said, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't have did that. Even though I was being myself, but you know what? He was like, you're right. Because it didn't look good. So I thought about that situation. You know, because that situation always stuck with me, you know. But then I was just looking at things just transpiring, like, recently and just life and how we are and stuff like that. And that's why I went back and did my page, too. Because I'm like, let me make sure I'm communicating your language. Because on Instagram, I'm used to language from back in the day sometimes. And I have to correct myself and check myself from when Instagram was just a site where you post pictures and you just did what you wanted to do. It wasn't so much of a marketing tool as it is now. And I should know that because I, you know, do marketing. But still really wasn't using it for marketing for myself at, you know, at that time. Especially not in the grieving season. And so let me go back and let me do my brand to make sure that I'm communicating effectively with you all so you guys understand me. And again, it goes back to an old story versus a new story. So my story that I'm telling you is that I'm always been a nostalgic girl, okay? I've always been that girl about nostalgic, and you'll get to see that side of me as more as it come out. And it's a fun side of me too. And the fly just comes with being myself, my personality and fashion and things, how I switch it up. And then you guys get to see, yay, I'm just a girl around the way, you know. Had a lot of accomplishments, but it's not about that. I think it just really shows that no matter where you're from and what you do, you can go out and you can do anything that you want to do. I've always been a studious girl. I've always been a little nerd girl. But, you know, I'm still Tanya from around the way, you know. And I think when I was going through the grieving season, a lot of people kind of missed that side of me. But, you know, it wasn't done intentionally. But I had to put myself on pause for a second for my own mental health, for my own understanding to grasp all of that. You know, and you guys may have to do that as well. Or you may be going through that or have gone through that. And so that was important to me, you know. And, you know, social media, you can raise your hand. I can't see you, but I think a lot of us sometimes we misinterpret things on social media that are meant for good or meant for comedy or, you know. I think the thing with me right now is if I have never met you, the thing is, you meet people in person and then you can meet people virtually or online. So if I've never encountered you in the flesh and in person, I don't maybe not know your personality. So if you are a jokey joke person, I'm not going to probably know that. And so a lot of times online, you may be coming from a jokey side. But if I've never encountered you in person and met that side, I don't know. So I can only assume that you're coming from whatever side. I only want to say assumption, but whatever side I feel like is being presented that I think that I'm reading correctly. I could be reading it wrong, you know. So I think those, you know, with this, I just wanted to kind of leave that takeaway. I don't want to make it long, but it made me just realize a lot. I said sometimes people may think because they're coming from a joking standpoint or they have that jokey, comical personality that I might have the same jokey, comical personality. Not all the time. I am serious. I'm really split down the middle. I am serious sometimes. And then I'm also can have fun sometimes. And that's being an introvert. With my introvert side, I can be a little serious. And then when I'm, you know, having fun, you know, I love to have fun. When you have fun with me, you're going to have fun. It's just what it is. But when it's dealing with like serious topics, if I really, really care about someone and I care about people, then I'm probably going to be coming more of a serious standpoint. If you tell me you communicate a certain way, normally, this is how I'm going to read it. So let's just say you use music as a means of communication. Most of the time, I'm probably going to take you serious versus playing or joking. And the reason being is because when you're talking about how you communicate to me, I take that serious. So that's just be mindful with anybody. So if you meet me, if you tell me like, okay, I learned this way, I communicate this way, yada, 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 I'm going to take you serious because I need to make sure I understand you and you understand me and I want to make sure I'm conveying messages to you properly. Okay, so I'm not going to play around with stuff like that. So that's just me out of the box. Now, if you wanted to be jokey, then you got to tell me like, hey, don't take me too serious on this part. You know, like I'm just having fun, yada, yada, yada. Then I'll be like, oh, okay, all right, cool. Then I know how to do it. But like, I have to know which way it's going, you know, and it's kind of hard sometimes to gauge things and situations. Like I said, if you never really met someone or encounter people, you don't know. So there's people who have talked to me on the internet, you know, plenty of people who have tried to get my attention on the internet, just from seeing me, you know, show up on different things, and you might be trying to send a message to me through a post. I might misinterpret it if I've never met you. So I could be looking at you like, why she always got an attitude? Why she coming at me? Like, and then, so I'm trying to read you and then I can't really read you because I don't know you. I didn't met you. So I don't know your personality. And you keep trying to tell me like, well, my name is such and such and I do this. But then in the next post, I'm seeing your feelings. So your feelings is coming out about something you feel strongly about. But then in the next post, you're trying to talk to me about something. And I'm like, is she talking to me? Huh? Who? What? And when I went up on that. Because when I get confused, I shut stuff down. Not forever, ever. I might shut it down just until we gain some clarity on something and I understand what's going on, because if I don't know if it's hostility or not going on, you know, and the girl needs to know these things. So I'll shut it down for a second until I be like, okay, yeah, let me talk to homegirl. Let me talk to you. Let me figure this out. And then we on the same page and I understand you, then it's like, okay, cool. It's cool. You know, ain't no love lost. So I will say this, if you ever got blocked by me on social media, ain't no love lost. I just might have to shut some stuff down until I really understand where we coming from, because I'm like, okay, it's either going too far left and I don't want us to get too far left where we can't come back. So I'm like, okay, sure. And it might seem a little cold, but I'm just trying to put a barrier, like a boundary there. To understand, like, Houston, we got a problem. Hey, hey, hey. And you can reach out to me. You know, like, if I ever do that, you can reach out to me, and if you're willing to talk, we can talk and try to figure this out, you know, and if not, then when we meet up, because I'm not going to know until I encounter you, you know, and so people say, well, you block and unblock sometimes. Okay, yes, I will unblock once I feel like we on a good understanding and I understand you, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I get you, okay. Okay, I see where you're coming from now. Okay. So then, yeah, I might unblock. And there have been times where I blocked and unblocked. Or blocked, unblocked, and then reblocked. Let's say it like that. And the reason for that is because maybe I thought I understood you, and then it went back to original, and I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't get that right. And we and you still probably have not even spoken. And so and that's why I'm like, okay, let me shut it down, because I really ain't show now. You know what I mean? So it might be one of those situations, but ain't no love lost. The only thing I will say though, like, I'm not about mess. So like, if you on that mess, like, be sending like fake profiles and all of this, you know, unnecessary stuff, I'm too grown for that. I mean, it might be funny to you in your world. I just think it's very childish in my world. Let's just say the least. You not aggravating me, but I just think you're childish, and I just block out childishness. So it's like, I don't understand your personality like that. So it's like, you might be like, well, yeah, it's just fun. Yeah. And we know it's too much in these social media streets. People be sending fake profiles for all kind of different things. And yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. And I know some people got to maneuver different in these streets, but... And there's nothing wrong with having to maneuver different in these streets, but maybe you need to figure out what you're going to use to maneuver. Because if you're sending me anything like an X-rated profile or anything like that, anything just crazy, crazy far left, consider yourself going to be blocked. I ain't trying to understand it. I ain't trying to read through it. I ain't trying nothing, okay? It's just what it is. So... I hope that cleared up some things. I just wanted to have this talk with you guys, because I see it happens a lot, and it happens with me, and I just wanted to clarify some things. So I'm even using myself as an example, and like I said, okay, let's get some things in alignment, and you know, let's clear some things up. So see if that can't help, you know. So what else I want to tell y'all? Give me a moment. I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't decided if I'm going to do a podcast next. Well, really this week on Thursday. So consider this probably your Thursday episode. But because I'm revamping some things, give me a moment to do that. And I'm actually switching my podcast to a different platform. And I can't see a better time than to do it than this month. And so that's definitely happening. So this might be a good freezing point for us. Just to freeze for like, you know, like just freeze maybe for a month. Now, if I have something to say, you know, I'm going to come to this mic and I'll let y'all know. But I think I want to freeze for this month on the podcast, but I'll be showing up for you online. And just so I can get everything switched over. And my goal with that is to for us to be more interactive, because like I was saying, you only see me in one format. You hear my voice. How you're not really interacting with me. And so I need to get this done. And that's huge for me. And so, yeah, I think that's where we're going to go with it. And then you get to see the personality behind the mic. And it's such a better season for you to see it with me not dealing with grief and all of that other stuff. And so let's go ahead and build this thing right, you know. If we were live, I would say, do you have any questions? But, you know, we'll get there. So I'm going to cut it there, because it is a little warm outside and I've reached my destination. And this was fun. And I mean, we might could do... The way I'm going with it now, we might be able to do some like this. Because with intimate conversations with me, it don't always have to be in the same setting. It can be in different settings. And that's what I love about it. So For those who don't know, my podcast used to be called Break the Mold, and I changed it to Intimate Conversations because I just feel like this more derived from it during the midst of the pandemic. And I feel like now you'll get to see what Intimate Conversations with LaTanya is all about. You never know when you'll have an intimate conversation with me, you know? But my talks are fun. My talks are warm. You're always going to feel like I'm always about growth. One, I'm about growth. I'm the one who's going to take time to really kind of understand you. And I'm going to show you that. So I am going to end it there. And I'll see y'all on the next episode. Like I said, we freezing for month of May, okay? So consider the new episodes come back in June. If I have something to say, you know how life be life and sometimes I'll come on here and give you a quick message. But give me a moment to change everything over. Okay.